It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
We're back. Trenton waves. Hello.
I'm not winking at you. I have something in my eye.
Hello. You're not winking at me?
No. Sorry.
Gee. That was getting to you there for a minute. Hello. My name is Frank Sasso.
And I'm Christina.
You like Cher. It's just in the one name?
That's it.
And
you get.
My name is not, however, Jim Beam. No. I don't think there is a James Beam.
I think there is. There was. I think there was.
We should have done our research before.
Yes.
Starting this.
Yes.
Hey, Podcastia, if... You know what? No, let them do some work.
What?
You know,
look it up. Let us know.
Let Podcastia do some work.
Yes.
I mean, they do the work of listening.
I did know this, but I can't remember it. Because I was drinking. I was reading a lot of bourbon books.
You about were the reading bourbon books.
Yes, about the history of bourbon, which I got at a classics bookstore.
Okay.
So many, I started to confuse some of the facts, so I don't remember.
Okay. Well, look, we're busy recording the show. We do the work of recording the show, posting the show, promoting the show, distributing the show. Podcastia can do some work other than listening. So do some homework, Podcastia. Get back to us about, is there a James Beam?
Still alive, or was there a James Beam?
Both.
Okay.
Was he a real guy?
Yeah.
Is he still with us?
I'm saying yes, he was.
And any other information they have on him. We want to know.
Okay.
I can't going into Google now.
I have to say the Devil's Cut is now gone.
Devil's Cut is done, and the Black Aged is done.
Yes.
And the regular is done.
Well, I think we have a little bit of that left.
Jim Beam sent us three bottles of bourbon.
I really like the Devil's Cut. Out of those three,
if I
was to pick a favorite, I like the Devil's Cut.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's smooth and it's, I don't know, nice. It's smooth drinking. You can drink it. Reggie finished it last night.
Reggie from Smokehouse, 1911 Smokehouse in Trenton.
He really liked it too. He liked it so much he finished my bottle.
Thanks, Reggie.
So just so you know that it's, that's getting a lot of play. People like that.
He did
that
give Devil's us two Cut. Cigars, which
is
nice.
Yes.
So I'll let the bourbon go.
Which he smoked with the Devil's Cut.
Yes, he did.
There you go.
Yes, he was smoked with Marge.
Yes.
On our porch last night.
Yes.
You hear that, Jim Beam?
Yes.
That's right. We smoked a cigar and drank your bourbon.
We were drinking and smoking with the heavy hitters of Trenton, New Jersey.
Right. The heavy hitters.
The stakeholders.
All right. So we have a guest here with us today.
I know.
So here's what happened. We were at the Mill Hill Saloon the other night.
Yes.
For a group we go to. It's called Trenton Eat Local.
Yes.
And it's a group of people that once a month you pick another restaurant, we all go to it as a group to support that restaurant.
Correct.
Well, there was just one guy there the other night. This guy was there, and he's always seemed like a shifty character.
No, he doesn't. I met this person at Classics, because I'm not saying the name until you're ready to say the name. I met him at Classics.
You met him at Classics.
Was it playing Scrabble?
It was a Scrabble night. It was definitely. Yeah. Why else would it?
No, it wasn't a Scrabble.
What was it then? What could it have been?
Cards Against Humanity. That was what it was.
Oh, you met him. Oh, okay. It was a Cards
Against Humanity. It wasn't Scrabble.
Well, it was a game night.
It was a game night.
Okay. It wasn't like you just walked in and he was there.
No, it was a game night.
Right. It was a game night.
And, okay, I'm not going to go into details because you
anyway,
wanna, let's what, move along. Go ahead.
Like most nerds, because he's a nerd.
Okay.
Like most nerds, he gave me the creeps at first when I first met him. I'm being honest. What? I can't be honest.
Nerds don't give me the creeps.
He gave me the creeps. I'm like, I don't know about this guy.
You're weird. I know why I liked him, because he was talking about Stephen King. We were talking about Stephen King.
That's what won me over, actually.
Oh.
I do remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, he was very knowledgeable about all things Stephen King. And being a Stephen King fan, I was like, maybe this guy's okay.
Maybe he's not so bad after all.
Maybe he's not so bad after all. And it comes to, so then the other night, we're at Mill Hill Saloon, another one of our locals.
It is our local. It's pretty much our local.
It is our local. Yeah, okay. As far as bars go.
Yes.
That's where we go.
Yes.
Shout out to Amanda, Eric, Saeed, Buck, and Francesco, even though you won't come out of the kitchen, Francesco. I don't know why. I don't know what this guy looks like. But anyway, so we got to talking, me and this, his name is Harry.
Yes.
And turns out he's a real film buff.
Mm-hmm.
Like big time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He knows things that like most people would never even think that they would know this.
Right.
So we're going to test his, we're going to test his knowledge.
Okay. Well, because, let's introduce him.
Well, hang on a second.
Okay.
His big claim to fame as far as his knowledge goes.
Yes.
Is about the first Star Wars, A New Hope, back in the 70s.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the one that was remastered with the computer effects and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about
the original.
The original George Lucas production, Episode 4, A New Hope.
See, I get confused when you call it Episode 4.
Well, that's what it's called.
Because it was the first one.
Yeah.
I know it's not historically the first one.
Historically?
Or chronologically,
chronologically
the first one.
Yeah. Historically, it is the first one.
Well, I meant historically as the story goes.
Right. Gotcha.
But historically as the film goes, it is the first one.
Historically as the film goes, it's the first one.
Right. Okay.
Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford.
Right.
It's when they all, it was the one you
Leia.
Saw that in the movie theater.
Yes. Did
you
I know? Loved it. Loved
okay.
it.
So we're going to do a little quiz later.
Okay.
Just to test his knowledge. But for now, I would like to introduce him.
Yes.
Harry Irizarry. On Trenton Waves. Welcome, yay! Harry.
Nice to be here. Nice to be here.
Wow, look welcome. At you, man. You're all decked out in your Marvel t-shirt.
My Marvel t-shirt.
What is that? What does that say on the top there?
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks aww. For the memories. And who's being thanked?
Stan Lee.
Oh, his name is spelled out. I couldn't see it. Okay, yes. Stan Lee.
It's with all the characters.
And all the characters right. are in the name.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look at that, man. That's a sharp looking shirt.
Very nice.
Very, very cool. How are you doing? You're all right?
I am doing well.
Yeah?
I'm doing very well.
You're doing very well. As
that's
opposed
good.
To well, yeah.
That's good to hear.
Well, yes. What's going on with you?
Working at a home improvement store, making some decent money for once.
Fun. Lowe's good. Or Home Depot?
Lowe's.
Okay.
Oh,
you're okay. a Lowe's man.
I'm a Lowe's person.
Yeah. All see, right. I like that. I like Lowe's much better than Home Depot.
It's a great group of people there.
Good. We did a lot of our house renovation out of that Lowe's.
Out of the Lowe's in Hamilton.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. big mm-hmm. time. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of caulk at Lowe's. A lot of caulk.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, yes,
yes.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into this with Harry real
yes.
quick.
Yes.
This
yes.
is going to be fun today.
My first question is, and I ask all our guests this, in your journey of life, what has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
A better life.
Oh.
A better life.
Okay.
I was born in New York, single mom, raising a couple of kids, and... Lower East Side, New York, was not a very good time in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of drugs in the area, crime. And one of my older brothers had moved here to Jersey, and my mom asked her if asked him to get us out of there, to find a place here in Jersey. And he did, and we moved here in 71, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, to Trenton?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's really nice. Mm. So we're in the Lower East Side, because my dad grew up in the Lower East Side, too.
Started 101st Street, then 111th Street, then 112th in Lexington before we came up here.
Oh, that's not the Lower East Side. 100. That's
right,
the upper.
That's the upper.
That's the upper.
Oh, upper. The upper West Side.
Okay, I'm thinking like... Avenue A, First
no,
Avenue.
Not all the way
oh,
down
okay,
there.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay, so you're a New Yorker.
Yes, native New Yorker.
Us too.
He's
us
a
too.
Native New Yorker.
So you moved here with your mom back in the 70s.
Yes.
And then you stayed. You decided yes. that you're going to build your life here.
Exactly.
That's cool. And that is what we're trying to promote, that Trenton is a great, great place to live.
It is. Exactly. It is. I mean, like any other place, any other urban place is always like... the bad areas, but for the most part, Trenton has been very good to me.
I would agree with you on that one. So you've been here for a long time
since
then.
71, yes.
Wow.
71?
Yes.
Yeah, that beats
wow.
us.
That totally beats us. We're here since 03.
Yeah, 2003.
Since 71.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you like to do in the city of Trenton?
I like walking around.
Oh, okay.
One, walking is good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you get to know the neighborhood. You get to know the people in the area.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you what neighborhood you are in? What
right
area?
Now, the South Trenton area.
Oh, us too.
Oh,
okay.
We're in South
yeah.
Trenton.
Okay. Yeah,
right on Federal Street.
Oh, you're close to us.
Dude, don't be just giving out your address.
Well, he didn't say his address. He said Federal.
Federal Street.
We're on Lamberton.
Okay.
So you're close.
Yeah, very close.
Oh, you have to come over. Do you go for walks in the park?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's our
what park.
Usually the one on 3rd Street.
Oh, they have okay.
The basketball court.
Oh, 3rd Street.
Oh,
park.
I thought you okay. I meant the river.
No, not there yet.
Okay.
I do walk around there from time to time, but I take my dogs up to the 3rd Street park.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know where that
be
is.
Be careful. That's Mr. Frank's park.
Yeah. The one on the 29 the deck tunnel. Park, yeah.
Yeah. Not after dusk and not before dawn. Got it?
Yes.
Do you ever go over to Cooper's?
Once in a while.
Okay.
Once in a
yeah.
while.
Yeah. That's another one of the places that we like to go because we can walk there. I mean, I walk to Mill Hill too, but Cooper's is really close. Yeah, I like that place. And it's got great views. It's just a nice locale.
Yes, it is.
Harry has an amazing Star Wars collection as That's, well as an yes. amazing just sci-fi collection. Am I right.
right? Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what are your passions about that? Like, first of all, how did you get interested in that?
In the Star Wars?
Yeah.
From the very first movie.
Oh,
from
so the, let's talk about that first
from
movie.
The very first movie, just the action, the sheer joy, especially, I mean, nobody knew the main cast, which was Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and them. Mm-hmm. But I was very familiar with Alec Guinness. And the moment I saw him on screen, I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. Alec Guinness is in a sci-fi movie.
Right.
I have to see this. Mm-hmm. It was like incredible.
So where did you see it? What theater?
I saw it. Actually, I saw it when they used to have it. Now it's been refurbished. The theater on South Broad Street, Independence Plaza.
Oh, okay. I know that one. It's now a Regal Theater, I think.
Yes, now it's a Regal Theater.
We knew that when it was the Distinta.
Yeah. I can't remember where I saw Star Wars. I know I went on a date. It was a date with Jay Rowley, who was still friends with
him. You think Jay Rowley's going to have a problem with you just saying his name, Jay Rowley?
Why not?
Well, it's just
not like I'm giving out his phone number and his address.
No, but people are going to now look this up. They're going to look on your Facebook page. You know how people are. People are weird.
And we're still friends on Facebook. He's married. He's got kids. It's like,
listen,
you know.
Podcast here. Don't be 18. Like trolling Jay Rowley now.
I was 18.
R-O-R-A-W-L-E-Y.
And how many years ago was that? 18. I don't know. I'll do the math. Anyway. 18.
You were 18?
Yeah. It was 78. I was 18 years old.
29, 39, 49, 59. Over 50 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I don't remember if it was a first date, but I remember being amazed. I mean, I don't know if you had that experience
when
you saw
exactly
it.
That's exactly what it was.
Like, even though compared to today's special effects, oh, look at this. And like, but Frank, you don't understand. Back in 1978, these special effects were
all practical. They call them practical.
Amazing.
Practical effects,
right. Amazing.
Yeah, practical effects. It's absolutely incredible.
When the Millennium Falcon takes off, and I felt like we were going with it, you know, yes. Like into the stars. That was fascinating. I saw it like five more times after that.
Yes, I did.
Because
too.
I loved
I
it.
I saw it several times in the theater. I was just totally, and once it finally came out on video and I watched the behind the scenes, how mm-hmm. they made this, how they did that. It was absolutely fascinating mm-hmm. for me.
Now, were you always interested in sci-fi before
yes.
that? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Huge, mm-hmm. mega huge. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror. I mean, I grew up, one of my heroes of the fantasy world is a man named Ray Harryhausen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Never. Mm-mm. Ray okay. Harryhausen?
Ray Harryhausen.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
He was an apprentice on the original King Kong from 1933.
Oh, wow.
And he went on to do movies like The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, Golden Voyage of Sinbad, mm-hmm. Valley of Gorgi.
All that stop motion stuff?
All the stop
wow.
motion. The last one he did was the original Clash of the Titans with Harry Hamlin.
Oh, okay.
And he was what they called the master of stop motion animation.
Wow. Stop wow. motion.
That gives you a headache, doesn't it?
I just think of the work involved
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, it's like, absolutely. 8 hours of making these impossible creatures move
mm-hmm.
for 30 seconds
I know.
Of film.
It's crazy.
It was absolutely incredible.
That is amazing.
I mean,
it really is.
And for me, it was like just absolutely amazing, all mm-hmm. the stuff that he did. Like Medusa, can you imagine all the snakes being have to move individually? To get that effect.
Oh, my God. You have to be passionate about that stuff because I'd be like, I give up. I'm done.
I remember my brother made a stop motion film
mm-hmm.
of his bed being made, right, automatically. And it started off so, like, really, really good because he moved every little tiny inch. And then halfway through it, all of a sudden, it was just me. He's like, yeah, I got tired of
right,
this.
It's like, okay, I've been doing this for 30 minutes, I'm done.
It's like the sheet comes down nice and slowly, and then the pillow makes its way into the pillowcase, and then the bed's on.
That would be me.
But John, what the heck happened to this video? Because while I was going, you were working up there for like 3.5 hours. You were up there? Because yeah, like, I had enough. Oh my god, the bed's on now.
He hadn't even gotten the pillowcase on.
Right,
yet.
It was just done.
It's like, I can't take it.
Well, the first 2 seconds is great.
That's amazing that you build your life work on that. Like, oh my god, that is something.
Well, one of the things that I found out about Ray Harryhausen, the people at Disney when they were making their Pixar movies, they actually paid tribute to him in one of their movies.
Oh,
the movie Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Monsters, Inc.?
Very much so. Go ahead.
When Mike wanted to take Celia to this fancy restaurant, Sully got him the reservations.
Right.
When they got there, that's when Boo ran amok and everything went crazy.
Right, right.
The name of the restaurant was called Harryhausen's.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I like those little things.
Oh, I loved it.
That's funny. Those are called Easter eggs.
Yes.
Yes. I love Easter eggs.
That's what they're called.
It's like little treasures that you find.
You know, I'm in talking to Harry a little bit, I was a little curious as to how much he actually knows.
Uh-oh.
Seriously.
Yes.
So I think we should take a little...
I think he knows a lot.
Well, let's see. Let's see. I'm gonna put you two against each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. And see just who wins.
Yeah, I can tell
so
you
So we're gonna do a quiz. We're gonna do a Star Wars quiz. Now, this podcast, you can play along at home.
Wait, I have a question. When was the last time you saw the first Star Wars from 1978?
Last year.
Yeah. Last year?
I think I can't remember when I saw it last. Yeah. It's got to be like 5 years ago.
November, last year, first week.
He even knows the date.
Listen, I think this guy needs to get a little bit
I'm sunk.
Of life.
I'm sunk.
He needs to get a little bit of a life.
That is his life. Don't
last
judge.
Year, you're watching the original
Don't
one from
judge.
Last year, but
oh,
from the 70s?
Let's talk about you, sir.
What's the problem?
Yeah. I know what you do. You watching the same movie over. Like, I remember there was a time when you watched Matrix every day. Silence.
No, I'm hearing like hooves up there.
Oh, they're moving the cattle through. Don't just ignore that. It's the cattle.
I was trying
one.
To understand Matrix. That's why I was watching it so much.
Oh, okay.
I'll have you know.
Yes.
Okay. That's number one. Number two, no, because listen, this is a guy, he showed me like every pewter model he has in his Star Wars cabinets that he has at home. And he just watches the last year, he watches the first one from the 70s. Not even the remastered one?
Yeah, that is the remastered one. I have them all on DVD.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the original film from the 70s.
The original, right. I have that on VHS.
So you were watching a VHS tape last year?
Yes.
I don't even have a VHS player, do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I have a VHS player.
Yeah, you had me put it back in the attic, remember? That's a VHS built into a TV. Maybe you said, what's this TV sitting here?
Oh, that TV, because I've been stubbing my toe on it. That's why.
I'm watching this videotape. I was looking for something particular, and it's on VHS. All right, so we're going to... So, podcast, you can play along. This quiz is based on Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, the original one, not the one that George Lucas remastered, the original one. So,
is there a difference?
Feel free to play along. Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Well, Harry, please enlighten my wife as to what the differences are.
Oh, the remastered ones, they fixed screen errors. They added different special effects, different items.
Okay. All right. I should watch them side by side. But okay, go ahead. I'm ready for the questions.
So this quiz is going to be a multiple choice.
Okay.
See, the cantina music is playing. I love that. All right. We're going to start off with question number one.
Okay.
Here we go. The action in Star Wars generally happens where? A, underwater. B, out of space. C, below ground. Or D, Middle Earth. Hang on. Christina first.
Out of space.
Out of space. Okay. And what do you say?
Out of space.
Out of space as well. As the name implies, Star Wars depicts conflicts that are happening in outer space. So very, very good. You're both correct on that one. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Here we go. Are you ready, podcast? Yeah, I know you're holding on to your seats. Star Wars practically elevated what genre of film storytelling to more respectable heights? Would it be A, fantasy, B, suspense, C, sci-fi, or D, snuff? Christina?
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Hey, Harry, wait a second. I have to call on you.
It's okay.
Oh, damn, you see how you just jumped in there?
He's stealing my answers.
He's stealing your answers. I guess we'll have Harry go first.
Yeah, yeah, and then I'll steal his answers.
Before Star Wars emerged, sci-fi films were often relegated to B-film status. So, yes, sci-fi is the... All right, we're going to get a little harder now. These are just like test
Those
questions.
Easy. Okay. Yeah.
They're just test questions.
Very
it's
easy.
Just, I know, so they're easy, but, you know, I like to... You know, get like a whole full
All
sense
right.
of
Are security. We warming up with those?
Warming up.
Okay.
Who wrote and directed the first Star Wars film? George Summers, George Clooney, George Lucas, or George Clinton? Over to you, Harry.
George Lucas.
Oh, and Christina, what do you say? You concur. yes, that's right. Okay. Next. Oh, would you like a hint? I have hints I can
No,
give.
I don't want a hint.
No hints.
You don't want any hints?
We don't need any yet.
Star Wars opens with which classic phrase before the theme song plays? And they lived happily ever after, to infinity and beyond, to boldly go where no man has gone before, or a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Christina?
The last one.
Which one?
The last one.
Which is?
In a galaxy far, far away.
A long time ago.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And Harry?
And a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
These questions baby
suck.
Questions.
They really do suck.
Where did you get this? On the internet?
As the opening theme song plays, the film is given context through words presented in which moving format? You ready?
Yes.
Opening billboard, opening credits, opening sequence, or opening crawl? Ah.
I know it goes like that. I don't know what that's called.
It goes like what?
Like that.
Okay, what is that?
Opening crawl?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll give you a hint.
Opening crawl.
It was produced by Lucasfilm Productions.
I know.
This particular.
Opening crawl. I already answered it. And Harry just agreed with me. Is that what it is?
Opening crawl?
Yeah.
Is that's your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
You're a terrible host.
Not letting me progress.
I should take over and you should take the quiz.
It's not letting me progress.
Oh, well.
Wait a second. Hang on. Everybody calm down. I don't want to have to pay for this.
Ah.
Joel, okay, there it is. Okay, now let's see. A long time ago? Yes. Okay. All right. Opening crawl, you're saying. Let's see. Oh, correct. It, the standardized opening crawl of each Star Wars film contains text that narrates the backstory.
Yes.
In like the previous
episode. Yes, we know.
All right.
Don't give me that look. These questions stink.
There's 1.6 million people at least listening to this right now who may not be aware of how quizzes work. So I'm letting them know.
Come on.
Oh, that's crazy.
People don't know how a quiz works.
You know what? Listen, we're not all brilliant like you.
But they're listening to a podcast. They live in the jungles of Papua New Guinea, and they don't know what a quiz is. But
why Papua New Guinea?
But they're listening to a podcast. Oh, please. Because I want to go to Papua New Guinea.
Harry doesn't know what he's got himself into.
I want to go to Papua New Guinea.
All right. The opening sequence reveals a fight scene between the villain's group and which group? Android fleet, Rebel Alliance, Stormtroopers, or Draconian Army? All of a sudden we're not jumping
storm
on...
Stormtroopers. What?
Stormtroopers?
Tell me again what the choices were. Rebel Alliance.
No, what's your answer?
I forgot the question.
The opening sequence reveals a fight scene...
Yes.
...between the villains group and which group?
The Rebel Alliance.
Stormtroopers... Rebel Alliance?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Harry?
Yeah, Rebel Alliance.
He's like, come on.
Okay, because you first said the Stormtroopers.
Because I forgot the question. I knew there was...
The Rebel Alliance is on a mission when the film opens.
I'm trying to remember. How does the movie start
it
again?
It establishes the existence of a civil war in outer space. So yes, Rebel Alliance is the right answer.
Yes. How does the movie start again? Remind me. I'm not asking you.
Oh, he's asking Harry.
How does this start again?
There's a small ship flying forward being shot at by an Imperial starship.
Right, gotcha. All right, That's it.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm just trying to picture it in my head.
What is the name of the huge entity that the Rebel Alliance is fighting against? Ottoman Empire, Galactic Empire, Supreme Empire, or Mongolian Empire? Harry, be quiet. Christina.
Galactic Empire.
Galactic Empire is...
Yes!
Harry?
Galactic Empire.
He says it like he's like you're such an idiot. Galactic Empire. Look how he's sitting there with his hands folded.
This is like baby questions for him.
These are like, I could be doing these in my sleep.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Even I know these. Come on.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to put together a show here, and I don't need this bullshit from the guests. That's right. I said it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. If you don't give us a good question, we're ending this now.
All right. Let me see what we got here. No, that's an easy one.
The people in Papua New Guinea are getting bored.
Yes. The people in Papua New Guinea are aggravated. Let me jump to this. Hang on. No, that's easy. If I know it, it's very easy. Okay. All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Maybe this is...
All right. This is your last chance.
Let's see.
My last chance. I got questions here. R2-D2. Mm-hmm. The little droid.
We know.
Are you just got like, do you have like a hot date going on somewhere? Are you like gonna be late? Are you worried about this?
No.
Have a bus to catch?
No.
Just calm down and all let right. me get through the questions.
Go ahead.
R2-D2 is sent to which planet to deliver Princess Leia's message? Yavin, Naboo, Crossiant, or Tatooine?
Tatooine.
Harry?
Tatooine.
And it's Tatooine. All right. The planet with a desert... I don't,
yes, that's where he meets Mark Hamill. A
desert-like surface.
He meets Luke Skywalker there, right? Correct? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Remember he buys them from the little things?
Right.
Those little alien things.
Jawas,
yes. Yes.
Okay.
I should watch that movie again. That was such a good movie.
Oh, okay.
Just thinking about it, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get this one. We'll see. Harry will get it.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of almost embarrassed reading these questions to Harry.
I know.
I wish I had like more like...
I think he'd know them anyway.
Questions about lines and stuff.
Yeah. You know?
All right. From Obi-Wan's stories,
mm-hmm.
Luke learns that his father was originally a Jedi Knight.
Mm-hmm.
What was his father's name?
Darth Vader.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
His name was Darth Vader. Okay, well, all right, okay.
He was Darth
Harry?
Vader.
Harry?
That was the name given to him.
Okay, what was his name?
Anakin Skywalker.
Right. Oh, Anakin, right. Right.
My father, Darth Vader.
Well.
All right.
Okay. When he said, I'm your father, I'm like, I knew that.
Right, she did know. Of that Princess Leia was his sister.
I knew. I saw that. I'm like, oh, he's his sister. Because Han Solo and Carrie Fisher or Princess Leia are going to get together. So how do you bump off Mark Hamill? Because he clearly has a crush on her. I know. It's his sister.
Yeah.
See?
Harry, did you know that when you first saw...
Yes. I did. I was leaving the... when they used
Let
to
me
have
finish
a theater,
answering the question. Yes.
When they had a theater at the what is it called? The shopping center on Route 1.
What are you talking about?
They used to have an Eric Theater at the back of the shopping center on Route 1 where the Acme used to be.
Right.
Oh, okay. Down on like Business Route 1.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
As I was leaving the theater when I was watching The Empire Strikes Back, after I watched the movie, I'm like, Yoda had said something about he was our last hope.
Mm-hmm.
And Obi-Wan says, no, there is still another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like thinking to myself as I'm leaving, as I'm walking home, again, going to my car, I'm like, wait a minute, what if it's his brother? And then I stop for a second. I'm like, what if it's his sister? And that would be, and I'm like, holy crap, could it be Leia?
Right.
And I was thinking about that from back then.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
All right, next question.
All right.
Prior to arriving at Alderaan, Princess Leia's home planet was already destroyed upon the orders of which Empire commander? Mark Moff Tarkin, Lord Moff Tarkin, Grand Moff Tarkin, or Boom Moff Tarkin? Christina?
Read those again.
Mark Moff Tarkin, Lord Moff Tarkin,
Lord Moff Tarkin,
Boom Moff Tarkin, or Grand Moff Tarkin?
Lord Moff Tarkin. I'm guessing.
Larry? I mean, Harry? What are you? No. Larry.
Grand.
Oh.
Grand.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Lord, yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin ordered Alderaan to be destroyed.
Well.
Despite Princess
Was that
Leia.
Christopher Lee? Not Christopher Lee. Who was the?
Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing. Right. Right.
Grand Moff
Tarkin. At least I knew who the character was. Peter Cushing played that character.
This was also to goad her into revealing where the rebels are based.
Right.
Okay. The huge
One more.
The huge Millennium Falcon. The yeah. huge Millennium Falcon is easily captured by the magnanimous Death Star.
The magnanimous?
Magnanimous.
Okay.
Death Star. Using what kind of technology? Space net, tractor beam, flux capacitor, or laser sword? Which one is it? You want a hard question? I got your hard question now.
The magnetic one.
The magnetic one. That wasn't a choice.
The tractor beam. Is that right?
Harry, what do you say?
Yes, it's the tractor beam.
He's like, yes.
Yes, it's the tractor. He goes, yes, it's the tractor beam. It's like, he's clearly annoyed. He's clearly annoyed.
These questions.
The Millennium Falcon is indeed captured using the tractor beam that emanated from the Death Star.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think it's magnanimous Death Star. I think it's another.
It says magnanimous. The magnanimous Death Star.
Okay.
Well, what would you say? Gregarious? No. What would you say it is?
Magnetic or...
No, gregarious would be a good word for that.
Well, like gregarious means approachable. And thought, friendly.
But magnanimous means gracious and giving. I don't think
maybe magnanimous meaning magnet? Magnet?
I don't know.
Where do we get that word from?
Magnanimous?
Yeah.
Magnificent? I don't know.
It's a longer word.
Well, the prefix mag. Nah. No. Magma.
Magma.
Anyway. All right, move
Wait,
on.
Wait, hang on, hang more. On. Well, you wanted a hard one. I gave you a hard one.
All right.
Okay, one more.
One more.
Where's the quiz?
Okay.
As Luke suffers from insecurities while flying with the rebels, Obi-Wan manifests to help him in what form? Is it a dream, a constellation, a spirit voice, or a message?
A spirit voice. It's a voice.
It's a voice?
It's like, use the force, Luke.
So you're saying that he manifests himself in the form of a voice. Harry, what do you say?
In the voice, yes. First one was, I think he said, let go of your feelings.
Yeah, he takes the goggles away, you know, the mm-hmm. the thingies.
Okay, very good.
He puts them away.
Thingies.
And then, right? And then he says, use the force, Luke. Yes. Like, he doesn't want him to use his senses. He wants him to use his forceness.
When a Jedi Knight dies, he can come back in spirit form with the use of the force. Don't look at me like that, because you said voice.
Spirit force. I said spirit voice.
Yeah.
All right, listen to me. Thus, Obi-Wan talks to Luke, but in spirit form. So it's a voice.
Yes. I just said that.
Sometimes he appears, but in the pilot sequence, only his voice is heard.
Right. Right. Because there's no room for him in the cockpit.
And then who composed the monumental musical score, heavily identified with the Star Wars series? Nina Rota,
John
Philip
Williams.
Glass, Danny Elfman, or John Williams?
I just answered.
Who?
I said John Williams.
John Williams. Yeah, that John Williams is that is right.
Yes, I know.
All right. I think.
By the way, he's also coming back to compose the music for the series Obi-Wan.
Is the series going to be a movie series or TV series?
TV series.
Oh wow! It seems like a lot of these, I guess they call them franchises now, are moving away from theater-driven things to streaming things.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like that or no?
Yes and no. I like the experience at the big theater.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I really do. I miss that.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to see something in the theater? Did you see the Spider-Man
No Way Home?
No,
you didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
Not yet.
Do you know anything about it?
A little bit. I'm trying not to take in too many.
Do you know
spoilers.
No spoilers. You know what counts about the movie as far as?
I don't want you to spoil it.
I'm not
going to
say anything. All right. I just want to know, does he know anything monumental about it?
Yeah, about certain villains coming back.
You know anything else about
characters?
It?
Yes.
Certain villains and certain characters.
So you also like the Marvel Universe.
Oh, huge.
Question. Do you like DC or Marvel better?
Marvel.
Do you like DC?
I like DC.
Okay. Who's your favorite? Oh, should we not
Where are you going? I like what DC is doing on HBO Max, I got to say. It's all animated movies, but the storylines are great. Yes. Have you seen any of those?
Yes, I have.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
You know what he's like? Mm. He's a lot like Andrew Wilkinson, this guy.
Yeah, they're doing,
I asked his whole question. Yes.
Yes, they're doing very well with them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they are.
And you enjoy those.
I do enjoy those.
So you like live action as well as...
Yes, very much. I mean, they could do so much with the animation. Mm-hmm. They could do so much more with like animation, but I prefer the live action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just started watching Pennyworth on... What is it on HBO?
I think that's Epix.
No, HBO Max.
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Okay. I like it because it's, first of all, it's a period piece. It supposedly takes place in the 60s. Takes place in London. It's like it's a cool story. It's almost a story unto itself, not connected to, you know, the whole Batman thing. But
well, yeah, because he's talking about Alfred's.
Right. History. I know. Yeah. Yes, I like
Very
it.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, Alfred's awesome.
Yes.
I really think that they did a great job with the stuff like, you know, Justice League, Flashpoint.
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, good Flashpoint, stuff. Really yes. good.
Flashpoint really, Paradox really good. Was excellent.
The animation was like, oh, okay, I'll get past you. You kind of forget the quality of the animation after about maybe 8 to 9 minutes
mm-hmm.
into it. Being a former animator, I can look past it because the story works.
Yes.
The writing is so good, you can get past the quality of the animation. But, you know, they just got to churn these things out. That's the thing. You know, if they did that, and I have this conversation with Wolfowski, if they had done those movies live action, wow. If they had just put some money behind it.
Like Under the Red Hood was another great one.
Under the Red Hood, yeah. That was great.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was really good writing. Really good writing.
Yes.
Well, what's the problem with DC? Why can't they get their act together?
You know, that like may Marvel. Be a question for the film blurbs to answer.
Okay.
I really don't know. But, I mean, Marvel, you know, they're the ones to beat. They just know how to do it. They know how to stay. They did 10 years worth of movies that just works in every form.
When did this whole thing start? It seemed like there was a beginning to when Marvel actually started producing these films. Iron Man.
That was really the one.
That was the epitome. But they were trying before with
Hulk,
like the Hulk and Fantastic Four.
What about Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire? Wasn't that before that?
That wasn't canon.
That was Sony. Sony took over.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, speaking of superheroes,
yes,
I know you have a segment you want to.
I totally have a segment I want to go into about. Since we're talking about this,
okay,
we might as well do it.
Go ahead.
Are you ready, Harry?
Yes.
Here we go.
Power, strength, undeniable courage. Which superhero do you relate the most? It's Trenton Waves.
That's right. Well, that costs like about $1 million.
This is high budget stuff here.
Hey, what do you think this is? We don't fool around over here.
Oh, of course not.
That reminds me of the
oh man.
What do you call the song? Like it's a logo, but it's a song.
It's a theme song.
Sounds like the theme song from It Crowd when you have to call 999.
Oh, right. Yes.
The new number for emergency is.
Yeah, that's right. 999-287-5463.
Oh, I love it.
You ever watch It Crowd, Harry?
No, I've never watched it.
The It Crowd on Netflix, or the IT Crowd. It's these two guys, they work in IT, but it's also called the It Crowd. So it depends on how you take it. And one is named Ross, one is named Marsh, and one is named Roy. And they work in the basement.
It's a British show.
And the first thing they say when the phone rings is have you tried turning it off and on again? That's like the ultimate
fix. That's all they ever say.
But it's like their adventures and stuff. It's right. Hilarious show.
It's British humor, it's very good. Funny. I like it.
So, okay. So we're going to get into now to our segment. What superhero do you relate to most? It's Trenton Waves. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Christina, let's go over to you real quick.
Yes.
What superhero would you say you relate to the most?
Thanos.
Look at Harry's confused.
Really? Like,
I don't know. Thanos is not a superhero, number one.
Superhero.
Not at all.
It's and
and number two,
he's a demented titan.
He's demented titan. Exactly right.
He's a demented titan. Titan.
Well, he's from the planet Titan, and he's also, what is he, 9 feet tall?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, I'm not 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Good. Number one, you're not 9 feet tall. Number two, you're not, he's not a superhero. He's a supervillain.
Well, I can relate to him.
Why? Why can you relate to him?
He's tired of the human race. I'm tired of them. There are days when I want to just snap my fingers.
Yeah.
I love people. I do.
Right.
But there are days. You know, I have my people days.
Yeah, I know you have your no people days. But you're saying there are times you just want to snap your fingers and have half of them disappear.
Or more. Enjoy maybe just me. Just leave me.
Oh, I've had days like that.
Harry's respect me is slowly dwindling.
No, I've had days like that.
Yeah. Come on. Let's be honest, folks.
So you're going to go with Thanos as your...
All right, then if it's not Thanos, then it's Captain America.
You relate to Captain America. How?
He's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
He was born in the 40s.
You weren't.
No, but I love the 40s
era. But you
love
the 40s, okay.
I like the guy who plays it.
You like Chris Evans?
Yes, I like him.
Okay.
I like the character of him. He's very all-American. He's apple pie. He's, you know, red, white, and blue. 4th of July.
He's a hooker.
No. But you know what I'm saying. He's very wholesome. He has good values, you know.
Okay, so basically saying
he has integrity.
You can relate to him because he's from Brooklyn.
He doesn't seem like he is like, you know, the Hulk who has these issues, or Tony Stark who has his issue. He doesn't seem to have any issues. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe that's why he's the only one who can lift the hammer.
He's simple. He's pure. That's right. He could lift the hammer. Mm-hmm. He was pure of heart.
All right. So it's Thanos and B, Captain America.
Right.
But Thanos mostly.
Yeah. Okay. I on some days, Thanos, and some days, Captain America.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's fair. Yeah. All right, Harry. What superhero do you relate to the most? And it doesn't have to be just Marvel. It could be any superhero that's ever, you know, graced the pages of your favorite comic book and or whatever else.
Actually, it's Hulk.
Okay, so I was just going to say, you know, there are some people that relate to Hulk.
I had that thought as I was saying, and I'm like, I wonder if Harry would relate to Hulk. But, you know, but there, you can't deny that he has that dark side to him.
Well, wait, I want to know why. I want to know, Harry, why do you relate to the Hulk?
One, the intelligence. I love reading. I love knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very into like learning stuff, which is Bruce Banner. He's a very smart person.
Well, now you're saying Bruce Banner. Are we talking about Hulk, Bruce Banner, or Professor Hulk that you relate to?
No, Hulk. Because
you relate to Hulk, the actual green anger machine.
Well, it's the two in one. It's Hulk and Bruce Banner. Like, Bruce Banner has the intelligence, but he's like the quiet, you know, I want to help. I want to be a good person. I want to like try to help as much as I can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then he has to control or try to control the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Even without the Hulk, he's like trying to like not let go of himself.
So what are you angry about?
Stupid people.
Thanos.
No, it's just, you know, that's what makes me most upset is society in the whole, being ignorant, being stupid. When you just think about what you're doing, think about what you're saying
right.
before mm-hmm. you do anything.
Right.
Okay.
Think about
so
the other
give me
person,
an example,
right.
because you're talking about you relate to Hulk. And then stupid people make you angry to the point where you could just burst out of your clothes.
Yeah, like I like
really,
it's like I want to confront, but I try to control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to like let it go.
Have you ever lost control?
Oh yes, I have.
Really?
Yes, I have.
So what happened when you lost control?
Years ago, I used to work in a pet shop.
Okay.
A person was asking about one of the dogs that we had, one of the puppies that we had. I'm okay. trying to give him information about the dog. He goes, well, will this make a good pet for my kid? I'm like, no, it is not a good pet for kids. It's a good house dog. But this type of dog has issues with, like, small kids. You cannot, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way you bring it up. It's just the nature of the breed.
Right.
And he goes, but my kids want the dog. And I'm like, I would reconsider getting this dog. There are plenty that we have here that are perfect for kids.
Right.
But my kids want this dog.
Okay.
And I'm like, what are you not understanding?
Right.
I'm like, what? It got to a point where I'm like, what are you not understanding? It's a good dog,
right.
but not a kid-friendly dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he just kept saying, but my kids want the dog. And at one point, I'm like, I had to like finally say, it's not going to be a good fit for your dog, for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And right. I actually screamed at him. And he goes, well, fine. I'll take my business elsewhere. I'm like, thank God.
Good. Right. Because ultimately, either that dog would end up in the pound and put to sleep or back.
No.
Oh.
The main concern was ultimately if he did buy the dog
mm-hmm.
and the dog did something to the kids, he would try to bring that up to us.
Right. Right. And then you'd be in trouble.
Right.
Right. Gotcha. Yes. See, I get the whole dichotomy of the Hulk because he's still Bruce Banner. He's still that person. He is. And so then he's a human man who has now this other aspect of himself that can, he has to try and control because then it can go.
Right.
Kablooey.
Right.
Okay.
But he's still one person. With that double
one person who suffers with that whole duality.
Right, right.
So, okay, so you're saying that the Hulk is Bruce Banner.
Yes.
Bruce Banner is the Hulk.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So they have two different consciousnesses?
Yes. For years, Bruce has been trying to subdue the Hulk. Mm-hmm. But it's right. part of him. It's right. always been a part of him.
Right.
The gamma radiation just brought it out.
Right.
So in Endgame, when he brought the brawn and the brains together, he also fused the consciousness.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
That was a good deal. That was a good move.
You like that?
Yes.
So he's able to control his anger now?
Yes.
Is that when he was wearing the glasses?
Yeah, Professor Hulk.
Oh,
Professor
okay.
Hulk.
Okay.
The glasses, yeah, like that.
I remember that because he was big and he had the little glasses on.
Right. Like, okay, like right. in Thor Ragnarok, mm-hmm. you see right. the Hulk was the Hulk most of the time.
Most
it
of
wasn't
time, yes.
Bruce yet.
Oh, okay.
And when Thor was talking to Hulk,
mm-hmm.
he was still like Hulk. He was not Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to hear about Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And that would get him upset whenever Thor would mention Bruce, he would get upset.
But he was very chill, though.
But he was very chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
And it like,
weird.
At one point, it was like he kept mentioning Bruce, and you see Hulk throw something. No, Bruce. No, Bruce. Like, mm-hmm. And finally, Bruce was able to bring both of them mm-hmm. together.
Gotcha.
That's one of my only issues with the entire... I even liked Iron Man 3. I know most people hated Iron Man 3. I liked it. But I'm talking about Ragnarok... was to me that Hulk that fought Thor was a different Hulk when he was sitting in the room with him just like chatting. You agree?
Yeah, that was the chill Hulk. That was like, you know, that's even the Valkyrie girl knew him as,
yeah,
you know, the chill Hulk.
Right, I'm just saying, like, even that Hulk even looked different from the Hulk that was in the arena fighting.
Right.
Was that the one when he took Loki and went like that? With
No. That was the first Avengers.
Oh, I like that.
That was when he was actually wearing this shirt, Black Sabbath shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually from the set of the first Avengers. Notice my arc reactor inside. Did you see that? See my arc reactor?
It's very, yeah, I can see the blue.
Yeah, very cool.
Looks like you have some kind of growth.
Yeah, it's an arc reactor.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
It looks like some kind of growth.
When Frank went to go see No Way Home, we went to see it at, what's that theater?
Neshaminy,
because they have the IMAX. Is that why you went there? And Will insisted on going to see, because Will is very into this, so he buys the tickets and everything. So we went over there and, you know, you have the cocktail first, that you can bring your cocktails in, but we didn't. And I'm like, you know what? So they went to see, you know, No Way Home, and I went to see Gucci. So I don't know what. It's because I'm like, I don't know.
So you're into the Gucci universe, the Gucci cinematic universe, the GCU.
It was an okay movie. It was GCU. Cute. I liked, what's her name in it? Lady Gaga.
And Jared Leto.
Very talented.
Oh, Leto. Sorry.
Jared Leto. But anyway, so I said that because I didn't get to see the Spider-Man movie.
She's not into the...
So we went to stay at Tony Stark's cabin back in January, right?
Yeah, last month.
The end. So we went with Will, his cousin, and the two of us. And it was the actual cabin where they filmed this. All weekend, it was a Marvel festival, right?
Well so we watched all the Lokis, all the Loki episodes, Eternals. And we watched Shang-Chi.
Yes, I like that. I like that one.
Yeah. Shang-Chi. Is that my saying that right? Yeah.
That we watched. And didn't we watch Endgame? I think we watched Endgame.
We did not watch Endgame. Actually, we didn't watch Endgame.
Oh, we didn't. I thought we did.
No, but we did make a film.
Yes.
Outside with Will's drone.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal drone operator and videographer, Will Foskey. And that was for the American Society of Cinematographers. But we shot a whole thing but we didn't. And we also recreated the funeral scene without any of the characters. We actually did a whole mock camera track, so I could add characters later if I want to. So that was great.
And too. We actually, that same property was where they filmed other things, but specifically
the Black Panther battle scene,
right? Wakanda,
yeah,
right, yeah. It's this huge field. And it could be in Africa, it could be on another planet, it could be anywhere. It just was cool. But
yeah,
anyway,
cool.
That was cool.
So, Harry, would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Tranton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I want to let you know that the t-shirts are still available at newpodcity.com. Click on merch and then scroll down and you'll see the t-shirt that says, "Greetings from Trenton. We don't need you. We don't want you." And that quote is from Ray Strife from the Aging Punks Complain podcast. And all proceeds go to benefit the Trenton Animal Shelter. Trenton Animals Rock Animal Shelter, or actually dog shelter. It's the only no-kill shelter,
right? No kill.
In Trenton, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yep.
Cool. What do you got?
I just want to promote what's going on downtown. If you have a group, or if you want to come down by yourself or with your loved ones, we are organizing an Adopt a Weekend, and you come down downtown, patronize some of the local establishments on Saturday and Sunday to draw some activity downtown, because there's beautiful things happening downtown and there's great restaurants. Depending on what kind of food you want, we got barbecue, we've got juices, we've got soul food, we've got Caribbean food, you name it, we've got coffee, all downtown Trenton. So come and take part in that. We have bookstores downtown and nail salons, and you can get your hair cut and so on. Also, we have a new restaurant opening in, actually already opened downtown. It's called Skillet, and they are serving breakfast, lunch, brunch, and they are open Saturday and Sunday as well as the rest of the week. They are closed on Mondays. So come on and check it out. Looks delicious. We got to try it. And the thing is, they serve the food in a skillet.
Nice.
But I like that.
That's cool.
Yes.
Harry, what do you got? Anything?
Nothing, sorry.
Well, how can people find you? How can people track you? How can people see you? How can people go online to experience all things? Harry Irizarry.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I don't post too much on Twitter, but I do follow Twitter. And
well, what are your handles?
On Facebook is Harry Irizarry. Same
I love
thing
that.
With
Is there like a profile picture or some kind of
on
like
Facebook? My profile picture is my late dog Timber.
Aww.
Okay. So you must be into this whole thing that we're doing with the Trent Emeralds Rock t-shirt thing.
Yes.
Right? Because it goes to benefit the dogs.
Yes.
Are you looking for another pet?
No, I have two of them right now.
Oh, okay.
I have two of them right now.
Very interesting. We see that there is a Thor's hammer sitting in front of Harry Irizarry right now.
I noticed that.
That hammer is actually from the movie Avengers Endgame in the scene where, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it yet, too bad. I'm sorry.
It's
been out for quite a while. the scene, here, we'll show it right now. This is the scene where the hammer is slowly lifting out of the frame. That hammer, there it is. There it is right in front of Harry. So, Harry, let's see if you are worthy. How about, I think you should get up, though. I think you should stand up and let's see if we
channel that Captain America.
We're going to see if he can do this. Okay, here we go. And lift. Wow, he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Harry is worthy. Thank God. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, Harry.
Aww.
Look at this guy. He's worthy. All right, sit down. Sit down. That is amazing. Wow.
That is amazing.
Harry's actually worthy to lift Thor's hammer.
I knew that.
He's right up there with Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have one more question, and the question is, in your imaginings of Trenton, what does it look like to you? Your dream Trenton?
More businesses downtown. We need more work. Mm-hmm. We need to hopefully try to erase the bad elements and bring in better elements.
Mm-hmm.
And that means more businesses.
Right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, you know that in addition to that restaurant, Skillet, there's another restaurant going in the spot where Checkers used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's already started renovating and he's bought the building. And so that's another thing to look forward to downtown.
Good.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Great.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, that just does it for another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.